Sabina Baron is in the studio with me tonight, and she has brought several very special guests that we'll hear from in just a moment. We're going to learn about the WOW program at the Cincinnati Museum Center and the special event that will happen there on August 25th. Sabina, welcome to Around Cincinnati.
Thank you.
I am glad to see you, and I'm interested to learn more about this WOW program. So tell us first what WOW stands for.
WOW stands for Writers of Outstanding Words. We're a youth literary arts program, and we meet every summer at the Pleasant Ridge Library, and depending on funding, we go other places. What we'd like to do, we take any young person with a desire to write. We've had participants as young as 2, and they'll tell us the story, because 2-year-olds are not writing, but they'll tell us the story to make sure we write it down, and then we take their story or poem and change it into art, and at the Cincinnati Children's Museum, it is displayed from August to September, and they have a live performance the last Sunday this year. It'll be August 25th at 2 o'clock in the Children's Museum. That's basically what we do. If you have a desire to write, all we require is good behavior.
And from 2 on up, that is a WOW program. There's a very special theme this year. What was the program honoring?
This year, our theme is Believe, and it is honoring the 150th anniversary of the Emancipation Proclamation that was signed into effect January 1st, 1863, by President Abraham Lincoln. And we're also honoring the 50th anniversary, and I Have a Dream speech by Dr. Martin Luther King that was August 1963. It was the March on Washington. So we decided at that point, if you can believe, you can change the world.
So these were used as what we might call prompts for the children, for their writing to take off from those very special works of writing.
Yes, what we did, we explained the Emancipation Proclamation, how that came to be. What happened on December 31st, 1862, President Lincoln was at a turning point. He was beginning to waffle. And he was saying, well, I do want the end of slavery, but I want the union together. I must end slavery, and I'm going back and forth. And he couldn't make a decision. So what happened? Everyone in the North gathered in churches. And that's how you have a watch night service to this day. They were waiting and watching and praying and believing God, saying, you know what? This is horrible. This has to come to an end, and we're going to watch and see what happens. And shortly after midnight, Abraham Lincoln had the courage of his convictions and signed the Emancipation Proclamation into law. 1963, 100 years later, the March on Washington was organized by A. Philip Randolph. He was a Pullman porter. At that time, he was retired, because in his younger days, since he was a Pullman porter, he organized the Pullman porters into a union. And they decided at that time, this Baptist preacher, the pastor, Martin Luther King, this is enough. Now, he had already had the boycott. They had already done civil rights things. But they decided, since it was 100 years later, pastors from every denomination, people that believed in what they were doing across the board, got together, said, we're marching on Washington. It has been 100 years. Martin Luther King at that time gave his famous I Have a Dream speech, and the world has never been the same. So that's what we're doing. If you believe, if you can change your mind, you can change the world.
We thank you for this wonderful, inspirational history lesson, but also for carrying it on with these young people who are going to carry it on into the next generation. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Let's hear from these young folks who have been in this program. So our first guest today is Deshaya. Deshaya, will you tell us how old you are, please?
5
years old. She is our youngest writer today. And the name of her poem is Salvation. Would you tell us your poem? You've memorized it, haven't you?
Jesus said, I went to heaven. He rose again, so I can too.
Great. Thank you so much. Let's see, Marley, you are next. So our next guest is Marley Williams. And Marley, tell us how old you are, please.
8 years
old. All right. And what are you going to read for us today?
My faith.
Okay. Please let us hear it.
I believe my faith will let me see Jesus all over the world and hear him in my heart.
That's wonderful. Thank you so much. Our next guest is Kaylin Booker. Kaylin, how old are you?
10.
10 years old. Okay. And the name of your poem is?
Jesus Loves Me.
Okay. Want to read that for us, please?
Jesus loves me. I love Jesus. We are best friends. Jesus talks to me, and I try to talk to him. He is awesome. I know he is great. He is lovable. My heart is full of faith. I always believe in true things. He is awesome. I know Jesus is my friend and loves me. I love Jesus with all my heart.
Thank you so much. Our next writer is Hannah Zellhuber. Hannah, tell us how old you are, please.
9.
Okay. Hannah, would you tell us the name of your poem, please?
Animals.
Would you read your poem, please?
I have a dream that people would stop hurting animals and remember they are like us. They have feelings. They are living things. They don't want to be hurt just like we don't want to be hurt.
Thank you so much. I'm an animal lover, too. Thanks for your poem. Catherine Hauser is our next writer. Catherine, tell us how old you are, please.
10.
Okay, great age. Would you read for us today? Tell us what you brought to read.
Bullying.
Okay.
Once there was a boy, he got picked on a lot. One day he tried to stand up for himself. The kids just kept on going. They said he had Harry Potter glasses. They said he looked like a bear because of his teeth. It seemed to go on almost forever. One day he went home and cried. I told my mom, and she secretly told my teachers. It got better. Luckily for him, it did stop. Then everyone thought I was dating him, but I knew the truth. The last day of school, he said, thank you for standing up for me. Thank you, Catherine. That is my story.
What a great story. Inspirational, just like Sabina was talking about before with Martin Luther King Jr. Thank you. Madison, you brought something to read today.
Yes.
That you wrote. And I'm interested, you're 16, I believe?
Yes.
Have you been writing all your life? When did you start?
Just recently.
Recently?
Yeah.
Well, you brought a great piece to read today, so tell us what that is and read it for us, please.
By faith. All things can happen by faith in God. God provides for all who have trust and faith in him. With faith, you can succeed in anything.
Including writing.
Yes.
Thank you all so much for joining us today. It's been a real pleasure to hear your writing and to be inspired by it. So everybody can come and be inspired on August 25th when you all have a live performance of your writing. And I want to thank each of our wonderful writers, along with Sabina Barron, for joining us tonight on Around Cincinnati. Sabina Barron heads the WOW program, Writers of Outstanding Words, and they meet at the Pleasant Ridge Library this year and will appear at the Cincinnati Museum Center on August 25th. You'll find more information at wvxu.org. For Around Cincinnati, I'm Barbara Gray.